just some, you know, frustration, you know. Marshall, I'm with him on, you know, difficult of the offense, but at the same time, you know, frustrated after a game like that.
You guys feel like that last drive in the game this past weekend made a statement about your run game?
Oh, yeah, I made a statement. Jackson done all right in the run game, and the Redskins will come in and look at that and hopefully play the run this week.
What are you seeing in the Redskins about as far as their defense goes?
Solid defense overall. They've got you know, veteran players that know what they're doing out there, and I think they're going to be okay.
Right. Michael, what's your take on Moss back in the division?
I think that's a great move for the Vikings. That's an awesome move for them. And, you know, they're going to be that much better this year. So we got to be, I ain't trying to talk about the Vikings right now, but we're going to have to be loaded when we come against them.
Does it make it more difficult for you to win this division?
Not at all. It's going to be the same. It just makes that team much better.
Why have you guys been so good in the red zone this year? I think it's 9 touchdowns in 12 trips.
That's been like the key point up in the offensive meeting is getting the red zone and we got to score. We don't want 3 points, we want 6. So it's been a big emphasis on offense, and so we're trying to convert once we get in the red zone.
Toughest stop all you had, isn't it, down there?
That's the good thing about it, that we got the receiving core to do it with. And when we get down there, we take advantage of every opportunity. So that's why we top 5 in the red zone. Which we are top 5.
Are you guys content with kind of taking the short pass down the field? I mean, lately we haven't seen a lot of the long pass down the field. Are you guys just happy with dinking and dunking?
Yeah, we want long drives, you know, if it takes that. I know last year we had long plays, 2-yard drives, and you know, that ain't the fact this year. So when that presents itself, you'll know.
Thanks.
Yep.
You said you can't do that. You all have to do your respective jobs. Do you agree with that?
I agree. This is not a one-man offense right here. We got the receiving core and the line, and we got the quarterback to make this as a group. So I don't think one man can take over this offense at all.
Do you sense that? Him, this, anybody's really just trying to do the right thing, but it gets to be one of you guys really trying to just make it happen?
I think we make it, you know, everybody make it hard on them. On ourselves, you know, like the offense. I think we should, you know, just make it easy and, you know, roll with it.
Your reaction to, you've been here long enough to know Packers don't fire a bunch of guys usually in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
But when you see Moss get traded, when you see Lynch get traded, what's your reaction to that as a Packer player?
Moss is no concern here because, like I said, we got the best receiver court in the league, but, you know, Lynch could have done all right here, but at the same time, we did make that move, so I respect him.
And you're confident with what you have? You just
I'm overconfident in what we got right now.
Sorry if you answered this already, but did you like that Aaron Rodgers
I guess if you want to say that's what we need around here, somebody, you know, to speak up and a guy like him to speak up. So it's it was a good thing. I'm with him on that 100%, and hopefully things change. All right, no problem, man.